Welcome to another episode of the Original Slacker Podcast, presented by Round Guys Brewing Company. Today, Peace and the City Grease comes up. They're going to be playing up here at the Underground on April 12th with Hambone Relay and alongside the Dreamers. These guys are awesome. These guys are a fun funk band. With Hambone, this is a phenomenal pairing. This is going to be a great, great show. Definitely got to get up here for this. This is Peace in the City Grease.
Uh-huh.
So left or right, who we got?
So we got, to my left, we got Mr. Christian Gunzenhauser, right? And then next to him, we got Jackie Ooze, Rhythm and Blues.
Yeah,
we got Mr. Brandon Porter all the way in the far right.
Hey.
And our special person right here, Mr. Zach Anatelli on the drums. He's amazing. And I'm Rob Peace, by the way.
I'm the peace
of the city.
So I see these Polaroids over here. Where did this start? Where did this happen? When did you guys start doing Polaroids?
Jackie?
Yeah, Jackie.
Where'd you...
I don't...
It looks just like the Instagram logo, right?
Pretty much, I don't know, around Christmas time, I just kind of wanted to start taking pics of the band and kind of have, like, just content. Yeah, exactly. You see how I look right now, too. I wanted content, a little bit more media for the band, and it's kind of turned into, like, a pretty big hobby for me, so I'm kind of trying to take as many pictures.
Do you have a wall filled with Polaroids?
I'm getting there. I'm getting pretty, since I've been doing it since, like, December, but I've been spending a lot of money on film because it's not cheap.
It's expensive.
Yeah. It's like $20 for 8 picks.
Whew.
I get to sign all of them because I have the best penmanship.
You do.
Honestly, it's really nice. That's way better than mine.
And you know,
we're turning them into, like, magnets and stuff.
We're giving them out to fans.
Magnets.
And, we try to sell them and, whatever, but we just want people to have them, basically. Yeah.
Something cool.
Maybe with our cards that we do each month, and you guys have the Polaroids here, we might be able to pull something together, right?
Oh, look at that.
We want
people to be part of the process, Right. Everything that we're
doing. It's the moment now. We're past the process. We're in the moment.
Yeah, trust the process. Exactly. 10-9-8.
So you guys are coming, you have a show coming up in April with Hambone Relay and someone else, and alongside the Dreamers. Really excited to have you guys down here. You guys have, like, a really great funk sound. And it's a sound I love. Steve, what are you thinking about these guys?
I'm loving the sound. I'm curious where you guys are getting your inspiration from. It's a little fast, a little upbeat, but it's got a lot of soul to it.
Yeah. So we...
lot of soul.
I mean, some of my favorites are Otis Redding, Smokey Robinson, James Brown. But I think that
gotta pay homage, dude.
We have such a range of music taste and knowledge. I'd like to hear where you guys get your stuff from, because I feel like we bonded over this band Foxy Shazam.
When
we first started out, and they have, like, this crazy, over the top theatrics, and that's something that I really like to do on stage, and we all love to perform.
You get dressed up, you got the eyeliner.
Yeah, not quite, but maybe
you should see the suits he wears.
Flashy.
I saw the Christmas video.
Christmas
video is pretty good. That was good.
That was fun.
Yeah, we all got new pajamas for that one. That was a good one. But I agree with Rob. I think we're all coming from, like, totally different areas, and where we overlap is where it works.
Which is great for writing purposes, because you could just go any direction. And
can you explain a little bit to our listeners how that writing process works?
There's multiple ways that we approach it. A lot of times, someone will come up with, like, a cool riff, and then we'll bring it to practice, and then we'll kind of work it out. Yeah. And sometimes it's more organic,
I hear a lot of those classic stops. You guys will stop, and someone sings, and you're like, count, 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 bang, you come right back.
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. It hits you off guard, and then you could, it lends for us to, do some crazy, take it to the next level when you do that stop.
Is that where you feel that Otis Redding, those classical vibes?
So yeah.
That Motown kind of vibe.
Definitely thinking about people wanting to move their body,
so cool with my eyes closed. Yeah. Sit back, relax, and get your mind up, baby. Keep on the music pushing, sing for the melody. Hey, 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 keep on the line pushing, sing for the chemistry, baby. Because I know what you want, I know what you like, you ever see. Yeah, ever been alive just for one night? You ever see? Yes, I think you don't get some change. Come on, come on.
Five-member band, how's that work?
Well,
it's difficult to get us all together. But
Christian, yeah. Rob, and I have been writing songs together for about 10 years.
Yeah.
So I met Christian in high school, so, like, you know, that
chemistry.
That chemistry doesn't, you know, really happen overnight. So, and then we brought Brandon in. We had another drummer at the time, but we brought Brandon in because we needed a drummer.
I'm a bass player, bro.
Yeah, you're a bass player. Wait.
Meet the members of Peace in the City, Greece.
I've been in the band forever. Brandon was a great
fit. Steven, get the name tags out.
Yes, hold on. For the people in the band.
And drummer, what's your name?
Zach Yannatelli.
But we brought Brandon in to play bass at the time, and he fit in great. And then eventually our drummer at the time left. He went on to pursue his own songwriting career. And but Zach came in, and he just fits kind of right in with us. He's just kind of like one of the guys, and he's a great drummer on top of it. So it made a lot of sense.
Yeah, he's a very special guy.
Yeah. I think the writing's changed a lot because, you know, you guys had a large library of tunes when I came in, and when Zach came in, we started working on those and, like, changing the dynamics to fit the kind of shifting vibe of the band as we were all kind of evolving. But I've really appreciated it because these guys have been really awesome about letting us, you know, work on songs that were theirs for a long time, but also bring some new stuff to the table. Like, as a bass player, very often, very, very rarely do I get to, like, hey, here's a riff, let's write a song. But you guys have been very cool about it. It's been very organic.
Can you explain a little further how you two work together, you and Zach work together, for the rhythm section for the songs? And do they play a part in it as well?
Well, yeah, I would definitely say, because these two guys write the main majority of the song, that they dictate the rhythm and the vibe and the groove right off the bat. Mm-hmm. So, like, we kind of work it in over time. Like, we start on a basis of, like, this is, like, the simple way to do it, then it gets kind of crazy, and then we just bring it back in, and then we, you know, have a lot of conversations privately about quarter notes and eighth notes and,
we do,
and stuff like that. So
Zach and I have been working together for a couple of years. We've been playing a couple of different groups. So when our previous drummer was leaving, like, I had told Zach about this band a bunch of times. Yeah. He was into it, and I called him up basically the night we found out that our drummer was going. I'm like, hey, you want the gig? We lock in real well together.
Well, we have so, like, so. A rapport. So
yeah,
almost
like
a lot of
it's just like we've been doing it for hours.
Great, so. Yeah, like a history together.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think the first time we met at a we were recording at a studio the first time we ever got to hang out, and we just, like, sat and played. Knocked out a bunch of songs for this other artist. We're like, yeah, hey, this is a good fit.
And I think we went through the same process we do with Peace in the City Greece, like, that first day. Like, mm-hmm. We kind of just, like, let's just talk about it. Like,
yeah, let's talk it out and make it work. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, communication's key in relationships.
Yeah, it's a
relationship is very strong.
It's very
strong. Talk about relationships, man. Four vocals. Tell me how that works out.
Oh,
I don't say.
How did it work out?
Yeah, you know what?
It's only their sixth song now. Come on.
I do love, like, when I have background vocals, because I feel like our music definitely is that type of thing where it's call and response with the audience, and, you know, the best way is to have, like, the, you know, the other guys sing too, to get them to, like,
it's very full sound.
Yeah. And you know, but, like, I always tell the sound guys, like, please turn their mics down a little bit lower, because they're not the best.
I tell the sound guys.
Just cut their mics.
You know
cut
what?
Their
I mean,
mics.
We're going to do sound check, but just make sure that he's low, because he really likes to sing loud.
Here's the deal. This guy really sucks. I don't want to embarrass him.
We're not lead singers for a reason.
You know the mute button. Our
mics.
Let's make it seem like he's singing. You know,
but just let him believe. Let him believe.
Let him think he's on there.
But
turn his monitor up.
Turn the monitor. We try to make a big sound. You know, especially with the background vocals, like, you know, we're a five piece, but, you know, when we go into the studio, we try to, like, have a horn section every song is different, so you don't want to throw just anything on.
Shout out to Rick Rhines for doing the horn.
Yeah, the horns sound great in the studio.
Rick puts that together.
Oh, it sounds so good.
We'll throw some keys on there too, especially Logan.
Shout out to Logan Roth.
Pat Smith. That's those two keyboard players. Well, I feel like we have a pretty good idea, and we're able to get some of the best musicians in Philadelphia just to get on our stuff.
Is there anybody that you'd like to thank personally that might have, like, influenced your guys' sound for the final product? like producers, engineers, or maybe
James Weitz Carver and
Frank Kozak.
Frank Kozak. James Weitz Carver usually will record us at the Gradwell House in New Jersey. And Frank usually mixes our stuff. Jason Harris also recorded the first two songs.
Lightning, which was the song that we
recorded. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, especially working with James. I really like working with James because he's done it a lot. He knows what sound we're trying to get. And he'll give his opinion, and I like that. I'm big on getting other people's opinion.
You're not a yes man. Like, you don't want a bunch of...
Yeah, you know, I mean...
He's not shy at all.
Yeah.
Nothing about James.
But not brass, though.
Yeah. I mean, you want to put the best product out there, and it's great to get others' input because there's other musicians who
definitely
do differently,
yeah.
And you know, you just got to learn from them.
You guys are well connected in your community, which I see some of the bands come through, and they're kind of in their niche community, and others are in a greater Philadelphia musician like family, right?
Right.
That's pretty great, and it gives you a lot of options, right?
Right.
I think it helps that we're all coming from different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. Like, we've all been in different scenes for a while, so we each have our little... We each have our communities, and then as a band, we get to bring them all together.
Right.
I think we can always get better, too, at, you know, bridging... You know, connections.
Well, you guys are kind of... I mean, you guys have been around for a year plus.
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're much more of a live show. And you haven't really laid down a lot of tracks. I think that can only grow, right? You guys are still kind of young when it comes to who you are, you know, the relationship with the actual band besides these two over here.
Right. And you know what? We really welcome, you know, collaborations with other people, and we definitely want to branch out and get to see the different scenes. And, you know, I mean, we started out playing punk shows because we had a different name. Proud Monster, it just sounded like a punk band. So, you know, that's the background that we came from, which taught us a lot, you know, as far as energy and, you know.
Oh, yeah, their shows are so fun now. Yeah. They're like a show is like five bands.
Yeah, yeah. You like do like a 20-band bill.
you get to do 35 songs in 20 minutes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
that's so true.
Riff John.
But yeah, no, I think the more we can, you know, refine as a band, we have a ton of songs recorded. We're just refining them right now, and hopefully have an album coming out over the summer. But yeah.
What's the future of Peace and City Grease?
Well, right now like Brandon said, we are working on a full length album, and
full length. So is this going to be including the current? You guys have five out there right now, right?
Yep. Yeah, including the singles that we're
and how far are we getting to? Then have four more songs.
Ten songs.
Okay.
Ten songs.
Five more songs.
Eventually, we'll release it on vinyl.
Sweet. Yes.
And
love it. I see Hambone's releasing on vinyl. That's why I told when they were in here, I was like, guys, I'll buy an album, but it has to be on vinyl. I want vinyl.
No one's getting CDs anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to buy digital music. I'm on vinyl.
Yeah, I just read online someone is making the argument that CDs are going to make a comeback like vinyl.
I think there'll be a bit of a comeback, but not as...
See,
like,
here's the
it's
issue.
Like tapes, right?
Tapes
made a little bump, but they're garbage.
The issue with the CDs, right? The CD is the same quality as an MP3.
Yep.
No matter what, the vinyl has a different sound physically. CDs have the same sound as an MP3.
Well, CDs, I think, are probably technically the best sound you can get because it's the highest quality digital, right?
Yeah.
But then when you go to vinyl, it has some imperfections because vinyl is never right.
Yeah,
and those imperfections and the fact you have to listen to it. Well, so when I buy vinyl, I'm looking for an album. I've said this before in this podcast. Looking for a whole album that I can just throw on because I'm not going to go over and skip tracks, right? I want to listen to the whole album. I want to hear this band. And there's not many over the past 30 years, there haven't been many albums that really are whole albums. They're singles with filler songs and then maybe a couple more singles, right? And now
Leon
we're
Bridges,
starting to go
though.
Back to that.
Leon yeah, Bridges' definitely. Album, though, it's on vinyl too, and that is amazing. Yeah, Coming Home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of those albums that's a must-have if you're a vinyl collector. Yeah.
Excellent. So is getting
to
the Rex.
Forms of music that I feel like we're not touching on the subject of sheet music.
I keep waiting for A-Track, man. I'm waiting for A-Track.
A-Track revival should be.
We need to sell our sheet music out.
I'm waiting for Stone Etching. Well, we're looking for a marching band.
Do you remember that scene in Amadeus when he's looking at it? He's just like visualizing what it sounds like. I'm like, does it work like that? You look at something.
You gotta work
on
music.
In the 17th century, that's where it was at, man. It was huge.
That was like their MP3 player.
Yeah. Like, check this out. They all get the sheet music walking around with it.
Yeah, he's like walking up with a scroll. He's like, guys, check out this new single.
So you guys have been playing around in some notable spots, like 104.5. Right now you're in competition. And I think when this airs, oh, probably right after that closes. Wait, competition for, like, what, best new band? Was it the
12th birthday celebration?
Yeah, for 104.5. You guys need to be there.
Should we record this two ways? Like, one way, like, we
nah,
won,
it's,
and one
it's
way,
probably
like,
not going to... Okay. It's probably going to air right around... It's probably going to air right around when it closes.
Okay.
It was great to win. It was really humble.
We want to congratulate the band.
Is there a certain DJ you like to trash or good now?
No, all the bands are great.
Yeah. And you guys had the 104.5 like Christmas song, right? Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool. You guys are out there.
Yeah.
This is great. It's
a
great
set. We've got a good relationship with that radio station. They've been great to us. Like, we did a live at 5 with them, and then we opened up one of their... the end of summer show last year, and that was a total blast.
Tell us a little bit of how that came to be.
One of my oldest friends, Cole, he's a DJ. He's on the radio station. He does a lot of work with them. He runs their blog,
right?
And he and I have known each other since we were like 4 years old.
Nice.
So he's been tracking this band since day one, and he's been wanting to get us on 104.5. So as soon as we had a couple of like singles out, and we had some big shows coming up, he's like, you know, let me get you guys on this right away. So he set us up with a few people that work at 104.5, and they really liked us. They brought us on, and it's just been a great relationship, just kind of grown from there.
Yeah, that's a good relationship to have. Ladies.
Yeah. Cyndi Lauper, you know, just everything about her, and you know, I just one person. One day, I just want to meet Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi, if you're listening.
That's actually the core. Like, when we sat together, and we're like, this is the vision statement of the band.
Yeah.
Rob Keith just goes, I need to meet Cyndi Lauper.
You know,
we want to have fun too.
Well, this is just one whole ploy.
Well, some people, you know, they hike, they meditate, they go outside, and they read a book. You know what I mean? Do you feel that there are things that you guys have outside of that?
I mean, why do we do this? Sort of, or not really outside of music?
I would say,
what's the any other inspiration?
Sometimes, like, I'll love to go outside and play the drums. That for me is like when I play outside, it feels a whole lot better. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have like a lot more creativity. Mm-hmm. But that's just like one aspect that's not music related that influences mm-hmm. by playing.
I watch a lot of South American soccer.
I hear a lot of the drums, and it kind of gets things going.
When's that song coming along? When's that influence? I was waiting for that influence.
We're waiting for all the Vuvuzelas to come.
Nice.
We bought like 100 of them. They're shipping over now. Yeah.
Oh, sweet. It's gonna be great. It's just like you go down to Rio and you just totally. I don't know what you do at soccer games. What the hell do you do at soccer games?
Oh no, I just sit on my couch and watch them. That's all.
And I love the fact that Zach, he always comes to practice wearing like a soccer jersey, which is like
he does. I've known him for years. He's always worn a soccer jersey.
But I like the fact it's not Premier League. It's whatever.
I watch that too. But right. Yeah, my family's from Argentina, so we have a very deep seated.
Yeah, it's
down there.
I think. But for me too, it's different sports too. Like I'm an Eagles, Flyers, Sixers, Phillies fan.
Goddamn right you are.
That's right. Phillies are going 162-0 this year. I know. But I don't know. Just getting like, you know, listening to music, especially when it's, you know, brought into music. Just growing up as a kid, you hear like "Welcome to the Jungle" when like the Eagles running out of the tunnel, and it just gets you like so amped up and so hype. And I always kind of want to do something.
Hear Motley Crue every time the puck drops.
Actually, it's one of our songs for the NHL playoffs when we first released it. The Pittsburgh Penguins were actually—they use it for the Pittsburgh Penguins playoff hype video, which
really
we hated it because it was like, oh, we were Flyers fans, but at the same time we were getting paid, so we're like, go.
Yeah. Yeah. So. We got to take their money, so that was fine.
Do you have to wear a Penguins jersey in it?
No, I would never do that. That's
we're not going full.
That's me right there.
But it's interesting you guys bring up the sports because your music does have that sort of like sometimes you're a low key and then you bring the fire.
Bring the fire.
We do a lot of builds in our music, and I think when you touching back to what you said with just like inspiration, yeah, a lot of our music is pure entertainment, and I guess it does. Like I've heard this before that it has commercial, you know.
Yep. Is it okay that my inspiration outside of the band comes from dark alcohols and dark beers?
Porter.
Yeah. This guy's nightmares got dark beers.
Yeah. So my last name's Porter. I gotta roll with the name. You know?
I'm pretty low key.
Kind of on
base set. Hey, peace to City Greece. I want to thank you guys for coming down. I got a beer I just passed out there.
There we go.
Yeah, it's our Be Pulsing Pale Ale.
It's amazing. Mm.
I'm a fan of this.
Are you?
Yes.
You guys, what do you like about it?
It's just subtle. And you know what? Here's a good thing about that, too, is we mixed it with... You put me on game, Bill. You mixed it with the stout. What stout
was
that?
You got to get creative.
It's
a Headmaster Ritual Stout.
The headmaster, so good. Yeah. So are we cheersing?
Cheersing, yeah. Thank you guys for coming down. Be Pulsing is one of our older IPAs that we actually used the oats and whatnot in back in the day, back when that was cool. And it just came back out again. I love this beer.
It's really tasty.
It's really smooth. It's got a little stone fruit character in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got quite the IPAs on here. You're catering to that IPA crowd. Is Lansdale?
We have more than IPAs, but the IPAs just happen to come out right now. So,
gotta
get ready. Springtime, springtime, right?
Nothing's better than like.
And this isn't like a heavy beer.
It's that perfect time of year.
It's true.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, I want to thank you guys again for coming down. Where can people find you?
You can find us on all major streaming platforms: Spotify, iTunes. Tidal.
PeaceInTheCityGrease.com.
Yeah, does anyone? Yeah,
Zach hangs outside at the local Stab and Grab, handing out mixtapes.
There we go. And also, we have a website, PeaceInTheCityGrease.com, which has all of our show dates and any of the videos or music that we put out.
Sign up for an email list, the whole nine yards.
We're also on Instagram, just PeaceInTheCityGrease on Instagram, and Facebook. And
yeah, come find us.
Yeah.
Let's hang out.
Type in PeaceInTheCityGrease anywhere, and you'll probably see my pretty face.
Great. Can't wait to have you guys down here again. It's going to be April 12th with Hambone Relay and alongside the Dreamers. Thank you guys again. And have a great time.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Steve. How you doing, man? That was a pretty, pretty cool show interview. I don't know what the hell you want to call this podcast.
Those guys are awesome. They got great stories.
As a reminder, the Original Slacker Podcast is presented by Round Guys Brewing Company. This is recorded live at the Underground by Round Guys Brewing Company right across from our Lansdale Brew Pub. Check us out. We have three locations. This Underground right here. We got the Lansdale Brew Pub, our original brewery location, and also in Glenside. If you want to find out more about the original Slacker, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/roundguysradio. You can search for us, find all of the music that plays down here on Spotify by searching Round Guys Brewing Company, or check us out, undergroundlansdale.com or roundguysbrewingcompany.com or any number of places. You can find us pretty much everywhere. Really appreciate your time, everyone, and let's get right into the last song they're going to be playing today. Thanks.
man will come over here. The Round Guys, just to chop it up with my man Bill and Lansdale. Thank you so much. The peace of the city, Greece.